Look farther left down NC-62 to the next road on the left, intersecting the highway past a shelter. That is Clapp's Mill Road, which at the time continued north to your right and crossed the Hillsboro-Salisbury Road. It led to a mill by that name on Buffalo Creek, further north. In late February 1781, during the American Revolution, the British and Continental armies of the South are playing cat and mouse in this region, as each attempts to gather militia support. A light corps of American infantry and cavalry set up to move quickly screens their army, and British cavalry keep an eye on both American forces. No later than Thursday, March 1, the British under Lieutenant General Lord Charles Cornwallis come up the road from the west. Around 2,000 soldiers plus camp followers set up on that end of the old battlefield, around the intersection of the Hillsboro-Salisbury and Clapp's Mill Roads, partly on the old Regulator campsite. Their fires glitter through the woods. Major General Nathaniel Greene's Continental forces arrive a few miles north and try but fail to draw Cornwallis into an ambush the next day at the Battle of Clapp's Mill. The British remain here until March 6. The day before, a detachment under Captain Robert Kirkwood is sent from the Continental Light Corps to probe the camp, as you saw near the Allen House. In his memoir, Sergeant Major William Seymour says this includes Kirkwood's company from Delaware plus 40 riflemen. He says they arrive about 1 a.m., and Kirkwood is personally led near today's historic site from the far side of the visitor center by a guide. The pair spot an outer line of pickets, sentinels, on the rise the park buildings are on now. Kirkwood goes back, forms his men into a line, and attacks. Seymour says, "When we came near the sentinels, they challenged very briskly, and no answer being made by us, they immediately discharged their pieces and ran into their guard." He means their second line of pickets. "We took one of the sentinels off his post at the same time and obliged him to show us where the guard lay, upon which we fired very briskly on them. By this time, the camp was all alarmed." The Americans returned to their camp with the prisoner, a round trip of 24 miles per Kirkwood, leaving behind a coat button as their only casualty. Continue down to the next audio clip.